Continuing Simon Reish Dalet, we are up to the Mishabura and Sivkatan and Gimel. The Mechaber spoke out that Vradim, that these rose flowers, the rose petals, when you fry it in honey, you make a Hadama. So the Mishabura says, Hainu Roizim Lashon Ashkenaz, V'Afagav Depri Eitzim Shegdelim Al Ilin, though it's technically considered a fruit, because it grows on a tree, V'Kamakum Kemish In An Ikra Pri, that's not the primary use of this item. The Zerah Shalhem Im Ikra Pri, the seed is the primary fruit. Others argue and say simply that flowers are not considered fruit. It's just simply flowers. That's the vradim. That's why I make a bar piyadama. He adds, it's a similar thing. The loindra grows on a tree. Ikra prihim gudganius. The ikra pri is the gudganius, the berries, the blackberries, shacharim. It's a similar halacha to our halacha of Radim. Vim Taimar, if you're going to ask, came into Radim Lechazia Lachila and Lechayim Lemuvashalom, since the roses are not edible, raw, or cooked, Elam Kinim Lemuvashalom and Dvash, unless it's cooked with honey, Im Kin Havalei Dvashik, or the honey becomes the primary. So if you would ask that question, I'll tell you the way to make this is through the honey. Havli dvash tafel. The dvash becomes a tafel. The dvash is simply spicing and fixing the actual food. It's getting it to the point where you can eat it. It's like fruit, that certain fruits or vegetables are only royal achila after you cook them, and no one's going to say, no one's going to say that, oh, make a shahako, because the water is the ikr, because the water cooked it and got it to the status of being edible. So the same thing would apply here. The honey is simply getting it to edible status, but it continues to be a fruit. Then the Mechaber said, or the Ramah said, that food items that are only eaten regilim by people, typically eat it the refuah, still you make a bracha, you make a shahakel. Why? Mishabrua, the ahatam baftinahena, even though you had anah, ain't zekar naskim shinim habriim regilim lechalos kach, I mean rak lefuah. So the Ramah's opinion is that you only make a shahakel because it's not the primary use, it's not really used as a fruit, it's used as medicine. So it's shahakel. The Mishabur and Sukkot and Hay brings those that argue. Mavarchim Shakal, Vayim Badakabai, Shakosa Shuroiva, Poiskim Chokan Azet, Vachiniskimu, Vachrin, the Tsar of Varchla, Haruilo, Kavan Shakal, Ponim, and many argue and say, and this is how we paskin, you would have to make the proper bracha since you are getting Hana, and sometimes people will eat it, but Regilim, most of the time they'll only eat it for Rafur, but since occasionally people eat it, it's considered a full-fledged food, and if you're eating it, you would have to make the proper bracha. Since it's before Pesach, when I'm recording this, so I want to point out a common question that comes up, and depending on who you ask, you'll get a different answer. So there's a shaila regarding medicines or items that have a flavor, and nobody would put it in their food cabinet. It's something you keep in your medicine cabinet, so you would assume it has the status of medicine. It doesn't have the status of food. So there are two different halachas to take into consideration. One halacha is in Siman Reish Dalet, the Ramah that we just saw, that even though things that are only eaten l'refuah, it's brian or not regilim by el l'refuah. In that case, you only make, according to the Ramah, you make a shahakal, according to other places, you make the bracha roila. So obviously, if you're making a bracha, it has the status of food. And if it was chametz, it would be a problem, or treif, it would be a problem to consume such a medicine, unless a person was a choyla, obviously. Some choyla sheish by sakana, obviously you would eat it, but otherwise it would be considered food. In Hilchos Pesach, the Mechaber brings down the case of teriyaka. A teriyaka, he says, is enoi machal adam klal. It's not considered machal adam at all, and therefore there is no issue midaraisa of consuming it on Pesach. It doesn't have the status of food. There's a question of achshavei, which you look at the achronim there and in other places to figure out a psak halach lemaisa. But either way, he says that does not have the status of food, and obviously you would not make a brach on it, and it would not be an issue of chametz deraisa. And the question is, where do we draw the line? What is considered food that's el l'refuah? It's only l'refuah. Maybe tums, I don't know, or a liquid flavored medicine. Or one could say, no, that is something that people keep in their medicine cabinet. Nobody would ever consider it food. It's eino machal adam klal, and therefore does not require hashgacha. Not a problem if it's chametz. You have to figure out achshavei, but there's no issue of treifas, of isurim deraisa when it comes to these things. And many poskim, in fact, are making when they say all medicine, unless they really taste good, there would not be an issue. While other Pesachim are going to say, what do you mean? They're using food grade flavors. These are regular food grade flavors. You wouldn't necessarily want to eat it. It's only being consumed sometimes, l'rafua, let's say a Tums or a good tasting liquid medicine. And those Pesachim would say, you should in fact make sure there's hashgach on it. It also comes up in Hachas Brachas, comes up in Hachas Tanias. So it's an interesting Ma'ar Makom. I'm not getting into the Halacha L'maisa on that, but simply pointing out as this Ramah gets you into that Sugya. Okay, Sif Yud Beis and Shulchan Aruch. Classic Halacha, Kol She'ikr V'Metfila, anything that's an ikr, and you have a tuffel with it, Mavarach Al-Ikr, but there's a tefila, you make a bracha on the ikr, and the tuffel does not require a bracha. We'll see more of this later on in Shulchan Aruch. Let's say you only used the item in there simply to ledabik, to keep things together. To give it aroma or to color it. Hareza tfeila, that does not get the status of an ikr. Let's say you add it to create a flavor in the mixture, harei liquor, that could become an ikr. We'll see what that means. If you chach mina devash mavash and some renis and chila vechita, kedi ledabek v'oisim mehem mina matika. So some type of farina. Ena mavar bar mina mezonis meheshadvash hu ikr. Since the chila vechita is only there as a binder, let's say you put some matzah meal into gefilte fish, or you put flour into licorice, or sour sticks, according to some places. Some say there's so much flour there, how could you ignore it? But either way, it's only ledabe to give it some body. So then, you would not make a mezonos on that, you would make a shahakal. When we say something could be an ikr, that's only if it goes beyond flavoring. It actually has mamasha, there's something actually there. Al-basamim, but spices, shnoisim seichem er kachas, afopishim, and the sinas tam, even though it gives a flavor, aim of orchanaleim. You would not make a bracha on that. The vatel mutant is bottled to the other parts. Ava bishnas in time, even though it does give flavor. We don't make the bracha on the spices. You make a bracha on the actual dish. We'll learn all these halachas. This whole halacha of the mechaber and the sif yud beis is discussing chameshes minei dagon. You have ingredients from one of the five grains. They have some pretzel bits or cookie bits in an ice cream. So in that case, we say tehecha devali tintam. Even when it's coming to give some taste, afshu miyat. Even when it's a small amount, the cookie crumbs, hu haikur, it's the ikur katagmama semreish ches sefbez. We'll see this at length in semreish ches. Av b'shari minim, by other items, we don't care that it's the mamashus, not mamashus. We go by the roiv. Vazlinim basaruba, we go by roiv. What is the majority of this food item? And therefore, this halacha is relegated to chameshes minei dagon, where even if it's not the roiv, you would still make a mezonos as long as it's giving some flavor. Sheishu mamashus l'fias kamas achronim kanal af b'yishu mamashus l'azim l'basrayel rak basrubi go by roiv. But l'chayra, according to the Magen Avraham and this Ramah, when it comes to mezonos, you'd only have to make a mezonos if it's giving flavor and it has mamashus, like a cookie would be mamashus. Let's say you made a spice out of a mezonos item, that would not create a mezonos food when you're mixing it with chicken. Fine. We saw that. By the way, we'll see the halachas regarding schnitzel and all other ikr v'tafel questions in Reish Ches and in Reish Yud Beis. Sif Yud Gimel Kol Davar Shu Mesupik V'Brachas. Any item that you are mesupik in what the bracha is, the Gemara says, go learn the halachas. Yelech Eitz HaChacham. Let's say you don't have that option, or it's a shaila and halacha. Yivar shahakol, you make a shahakol. Mishnah Brura, shehu mesupik sivkat nontes ayin le'el seif simin reish beis. Mishnah Brura, divrei hamaschol ve'im. So look over there where he discusses going to learn the halachas. Yivar shahakol v'diavad yotze b'shahakol kol davar v'kan kevish mesupik k'diavad dami. That will be considered a v'diavad dami. Next, if you could potter it by eating it, assuming it's not a dessert, because then you're going to have to make another bracha anyways. But let's say it's a food item, you're just not sure what bracha to make on this type of bar, this protein bar. So if you could wash and then eat the protein bar, that would be adiv tfei, that would be preferable.